Vegas Hosting is your one-stop shop for all of your hosting needs. With up-to-date, state-of-the-art equipment and in excess of 20 carriers servicing the co-location facility, your website is always up. Vegas Hosting offers packages as low as $5.99 a month with no contracts to sign. Visit Vegas Hosting on the web at vegas-hosting.com or call toll-free to discuss your needs at 1-877-286-1052. That's 1-877-286-1052. Vegas Hosting. Hosting with us is not a gamble.
Warning, warning, Spankwagon Radio is now on the air. Spankwagon Radio.
Oh, shit!
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now Friday night, and now for your listening pleasure, Spank Wagon Radio with your hosts, Claude Balls and Trencher.
That's right, Spank Wagon Radio. Spank Wagon is an internet radio show that is broadcast to you across the internet, hence why it is an internet radio show. Here at Spank Wagon, we strive to talk about things that will pique your interest and keep your listenership because we are very lonely and perfectionists.
Well, you may be lonely. I'm married and therefore perfectly happy in life and very content with my surroundings.
I've never heard a married man say that. That's obviously a lie.
Yeah, that may be.
All right.
Hey, I got something to you. This is for everybody out there. I know people will enjoy listening to this. Got a hold of this earlier today from L. Smack. Of course, I'll explain why I think he's kind of a moron in just a moment.
You know, there's a very deja vu sense to that, because every time L. Smack gives you something, you always have to give a disclaimer of why you think he's a moron.
Yeah, I do, and it's actually, this is very geek out moment, so we'll here, let me just play this room. Tell me what you think.
Okay, let's hear this. Sounds kind of Arabic.
Well, no, just...
All right. It does sound kind of familiar, though.
It is. Very short.
Okay, I'm kind of lost.
Okay, now that was pretty much it. Now, Akari's already said in the chat room, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Now, this is the intro or the opening theme to the movie of Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Okay.
Well, earlier today, I get this sent to me amongst another bit of music that we'll play here in a little bit. From L. Smack, and he's like, oh, this guy's the greatest composer in the world, and he didn't really say what it was from, you know, typical...
No, dude, that's...
Well, hold on. Get an echo from the green room. He's like, this is the greatest composer in all modern, you know, da-da-da-da. And I'm looking at it, I'm listening to it. I don't recognize the name, but I'm listening to it. The title of the song is called Journey of the Sorcerer, and I'm like, okay, what is this from? If it's modern times, it could either be from Wizard... if you remember that cartoon animated movie from the 70s.
I think so.
Or it could be something. And then I realized, wait a minute, that's a banjo. Dun, dun. It's Hitchhiker's Guide. I have yet to see the movie, though. Keep that in mind. I have not seen the movie yet.
Wow, that's pretty elite of you.
Hold on. Because the song is originally from the BBC radio play back in the late 70s, early 80s.
Okay.
And I'm like, well... Okay, dude, emailed him back and said, yeah, this is from Hitchhiker's Guide, isn't it? I mean, this is the intro song that they originally used on the radio play that they obviously spruced up for the movie. And he's like, you know, he replies me back, well, no, this is from the movie. Oh, God damn it. I don't know. Maybe
your
it's me.
Friends.
Maybe it's me. Maybe it's who I am. Maybe because I am such a fanatic of Hitchhiker's Guide. You know, because I've seen all...
You're a fanatic.
I am.
You are not a fanatic of anything.
I will say I'm a... Oh, no, I'm a comic fanatic. You know, I'm a comic geek, so I'm obviously a comic fanatic.
That's not a fanatic.
Well, what is a fanatic?
No.
What is your definition of fanatic?
Somebody that... let's see. Well, a fanatic to me would argue stupid shit that has absolutely no relevance to the subject itself. And what I mean by this is... You're not a fanatic. You are a geek, yes, because you will argue shit as to what it is and what it is not. No, what you're saying there is incorrect. It's actually this.
Mm-hmm.
Fine.
Right, right.
No. If you were all of a sudden going to like compare Superman versus Mighty Mouse or some shit like that, that to me would be a fanatic.
Yeah, okay, I can understand that. But I would say that I am, I absolutely, totally enjoy Hitchhiker's Guide. And, you know, I am going to get a chance to see the film hopefully sometime in the near future. I don't know when. But honestly... You know, it kind of torqued me off a little. Now, as everybody knows, I kind of let myself get pissed off very easily. But it kind of torqued me off a little when I get told I'm wrong, even though I know I'm dead right. This guy didn't compose this.
Wow. That's really great. Well, I have no way to relate to that, driving a DeLorean and having people tell me what kind of engine I have.
Yeah, your electric car.
Sucks, doesn't it?
It does. You know, and the thing is, you know, the guy who he's saying composed it didn't compose it. This has been composed before. He may have tweaked it. He may have cleaned it up. He may have added a couple more, you know, layers and some depth to the music, because it was a little more plain before. But it's the exact same thing you heard every time you tuned into the BBC broadcast. You heard that, and that was part of the credits. I'm just saying. I guess I'm.
Why is that elitist?
I don't know. My guilt conscience.
No, if it was elitist, it'd be like, you know, I'm smarter than you, something like that. You'd sound like me.
Ooh, that would be bad. Okay, what you were gonna say?
No, I'm just. Have you ever heard the BBC radio series?
Yes, I have. I've actually have listened to it.
How is it?
I liked it. I enjoyed it. What I would do is I would put it. It was on tape that a guy I knew dubbed it onto tape.
Uh-huh.
And then I went ahead and listened to it and
dubbed it or duped it.
Dubbed it. Dubbed it on the tape.
You and your Iowan lingo. See, out there when we made copies, we duped them.
Yeah, see, I dubbed them. I wasn't trying to fool them, so I wasn't going to dupe something. So anyhow, we dubbed the tape. And then I would put on my headphones, and as I was like going to sleep at night, you know, or whatever, I would listen to it. You know, I'd listen to one of the chapters, one of the sides for the night. So, you know, I've listened to it a few different times, and I actually enjoy listening to it. Matter of fact, I got a few other BBC radio plays from books that I've read, like The Hitchhiker's Guide, which I'm very thankful to have back into my possession. Not The Hitchhiker's Guide, but the Neuromancer, which I'm very happy to have back in my possession.
Yes, because you kept haranguing me, and I honestly kept forgetting it. Well, I didn't know it was that close to you. It's like I took your fucking child away from you.
Yeah, I don't think I'm haranguing my child, because I know you'd be wanting to give it back. You'd be, no, I've had enough of these diapers. That's the whole bottle thing.
Changing diapers, do 2-3 times a week, no way.
No, wait, week? Jesus, week? Try 2 or 3 times in the day, maybe once at night. And wait till he actually starts letting some stinkers go. Some serious fucking stinkers.
Yeah, that's nasty.
I mean, nasty fucking napalm.
Why don't
ass.
You hire an au pair?
Huh?
An au pair.
What's that?
A nanny.
No, thank you.
Why not, dude?
I don't have that kind of money. I'm not going to hire a nanny.
You can get a
nanny. I'm going to take care of my kid.
You can get a nanny, no problem, dude. You can, like, get nannies for, like, ultra cheap, man. It's called illegal aliens.
Illegal.
Tell them the police will kill them.
Okay, you know what? You want to go down that path. Let's look at what's going to happen within the next 3 years. You were bitching about the Genesis system merely 1 or 2 shows ago, correct?
Yes.
ID system. Well,
the Genesis system, which ties together your traffic violations to the national traffic state system and reports it back to your home state.
Right. Well, guess what they just passed this past week?
What's that?
They passed something that's called the Real ID Act. They actually shuffled this right inside of a must-pass spending bill for the, you know, for Iraqi and tsunami.
Anything for Real ID inside of it kind of scares me.
Okay.
Because, well, you know, who are you buffering?
No, definitely not run by real networks. You know, you're not the first person to come up with that joke. I've read that in like 3 different online sites so far.
When you say real, that's what comes to mind.
It is. Totally makes sense. No, what this is going to establish a national ID system. This is going to establish a driver's license / RFID card / all of your personal information. As a matter of fact, it's very interesting what you're going to have to bring to a DMV to get one of these.
Really? Explain.
You're going to have to bring a photo ID, your birth certificate. Photo ID, birth certificate, utility bill, and there was one other thing. Oh, proof of social security card.
Hmm.
So you're going to have to bring those 4 things. Now, this is going to be implanted on a card that can be universally readable and stored in 1 massive federal database.
That's great, dude.
So that means, A, it's going to be a super target. I mean, pure and simple super target. Number 2... anybody can take advantage of this. Because it's going to have all that information on RFID, what they're saying is that third parties can get a hold of this kind of information. Can you imagine going to 7-Eleven and getting your Big Gulp and me getting my Slurpee, and not only can we not pay, but we have to flash our RFIDs so they can market our information and collect our information on their own separate databases?
Now, that's a little tinfoil hat there, guy. Who says you're going to have to use us to buy items?
They are going to put smart card technology on it. They are going to put a lot of technologies into this, and it's not used for purchasing items, but you will need the card to enter a federal building. Now let me point out this: it is trying to be said to be used to, 1, fight terrorism. Okay, then when was the last time you known a bomb going off in a federal building as opposed to a bomb going off outside of a federal building?
Oklahoma City.
Huh, outside, correct. And just what happened?
It was in the parking garage.
Yes, and in Chicago last, was it last week? A cheaply built hand grenade went off outside of one of the, a federal building. Not one of our federal buildings, but some other, like, embassy building or something.
Right.
So let's think about that. It all kind of happens outside, so you don't need one of these carts to get in, because you're obviously not intending to go inside.
Mm-hmm.
Let's also take a look at the simple fact that it's going to have, you know, this RFID technology, which we all know is universally readable.
Yeah, yeah, it is. I won't lie, it's pretty fucking scary. I will not deny that at all.
Now, here's the scary part about it: they actually put this inside of a bill. Now, the bill was to earmark $82 billion to go for Iraq and tsunami relief.
Which I'm vehemently opposed to. I do not care about tsunami relief.
Yeah, see, and I don't care either, but obviously someone does.
My opinion right there, if we were going to spend any money on tsunami relief, I think it would be tsunami comic relief to pay people to go over there and laugh at impoverished villagers, because fuck them.
You know what, though? A lot of the first people that got hit and were harmed in this were not villagers. They were resorts. Because guess who takes up the beaches? Not villagers. Villagers live at least 3 miles inland. You know, they're not going to let the villagers live that close to the beach, that close to the ocean. So you're talking about spending relief money on resorts.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Also, the money was earmarked for Iraq. You know, the war that we now absolutely had no purpose starting.
Well, we did have very good political purpose to start Iraq.
What was the political purpose?
To destabilize the economy of Europe. By killing France and Germany's contracts with oil for food.
Okay.
And in a good effort to secure a crude oil surplus for the United States.
Okay. And, of course, it went under the guise of locating weapons of mass destruction.
Because
which, of course,
imperialism would not have gone away very well. No. But I'm kind of torn. I like having gas. I like to drive.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I actually enjoy driving at least two of my three vehicles, if not only one. Anywho. But, yeah, this is something we need to really watch out for. And one thing that was very interesting is, of course, no senator is going to reject a spending bill for relief funds and war money because, you know, that can be used against them on their next election. However, as they were voting, the senators were all stating that, you know what, this really sucks. You really, really screwed us over with this bill.
Who is they?
It's a Republican senator from Wisconsin. I cannot think of his name. I don't remember. No, was he a senator or a congressman? Either way.
Sorry, but you know what? I can't hate that guy.
Why?
Because this is a guy who simply pork barreled something into one bill.
Yes.
This guy forced no one's hand to vote yes.
Okay. Again, though, when you're talking. No. Well, when you're talking.
Hear me out. The reason I say this is because if these politicians really fucking cared, if they had some sort of a spine, let alone a human soul, they would have voted no. Even if it cost them, their political career. Laying down or walking away from a political career to save American lives and the American way of life is, that's nothing compared to the people that are laying down their lives and have since before we were even a country.
That's true.
Before we had 13 colonies. My opinion right there, every single fucking senator, congressman, who the fuck ever it was
House. I don't remember. I do remember, though. I think it was a representative because I think only representatives can enact litigation or whatever.
Cool. But my point is this right here. That guy from Wisconsin who pork-barreled that, I don't blame him. All he did was simply go ahead and try the best he could.
Yeah, because his last attempt...
I have to give him credit for.
Yeah, his last attempt failed because, of course, it was on its own, and no one was going to vote for something like that that would take away a layer of our civil liberties. As a matter of fact, the very interesting thing is, I can't be necessarily totally opposed to this card. Because as far as I can tell, well, everyone needs to have a photo ID to get on a plane. Not that it helps or stops anybody, but... Also, because of what you said with the Genesis system. Now, I didn't realize the Genesis system was that broad. See, now, when I lived in Iowa, they actually were doing the move over to the Genesis system about, 3 or 4 years before I moved.
Right.
Nevada, when I moved here, of course, was nowhere near being ready for the Genesis system for another 3 years.
Right, yeah.
And I didn't realize until I got the new Nevada license that, hey, this is exactly like my old Iowa license. And I didn't realize that, you know, everything was built into each other.
Correct.
Like Ohio is to...
I myself, yeah. In all honesty, I'm considering very hard about switching out my license.
Why is that?
Surrendering my license and testing for a new one.
Why is that?
Because if I have a fresh start right there, there's nothing to tie me to my old license. If I were to move states, I have to surrender one license for another, and it moves all of my old ID going by my driver's license, mm-hmm. and imprints it onto my new one. But if I start fresh...
You actually, when you surrender your license, if you do it in the state of Nevada, you will be linked to your old license. Because they will link you by socials. Because you still have to give your social to get the license. So they will link you by that. Now, they may not show your social on your ID.
Well, what we're going to have to do, in my opinion, though, is we honestly need a back door. And what's very interesting is I had a very... I actually had a very in-depth political argument. I've not published it yet. It's one I'm working on.
Published for the site?
For the site, yes.
By the way, you know what? We're being really rude to people today. If you want to get along, get in with us here, go to spankwagon.net. That's our site. You can, of course, listen to through any syndicate you want. If you want to play along, chat along, we do have an IRC chat room open up. It's on irc.slashnet.org. The room is /LV Rocks. We'll actually open up the phone lines later in the show. We're not going to deal with those right at this moment. But if you want to go into the chat room, at least chat with other people. It looks like actually doing some Apple tech support here, which we'll get to in a little bit. Some Apple information and news.
Exactly. Now, Toe brings up a good point. He says, you know what's funny? Counterfeiters will probably have a heyday with these IDs. All this infallible high-tech wizardry will make people who are supposed to be checking this stuff lazy. And he's absolutely correct.
You know what?
People
will
rely on it too much.
It depends. You know, we're going to see IDs that you may just have to run a mag swipe through them. Or you may just have to place on top of a reader because it will have RFID. I don't think it will make the lazy people get away or, you know, people who...
I don't agree with Toe
because I don't think that people will be able to take advantage of the laziness because there's nothing to going ID swipe there, dude, shows up on the screen. What I'm going to laugh at is I'm going to laugh at when systems don't work properly because as far as I've ever seen, no one computer database has 100% uptime.
Nor redundancy to
nor
for the system uptime.
Correct.
Yes.
But another thing I want to bring up about the Real ID. Another interesting thing is who's paying for it. Mm-hmm. The Real ID, even though it is all federal and it's supposed to be covered under the guise of Homeland Security, will have to be paid for by the states. So far, the National Association of Governors, they're looking at starting up lawsuits to stop the Real ID part of this.
Understandable.
Don't forget there's also online sources, EFF, the Electronic Frontier Foundation, ACLU, American Civil Liberties Union, amongst many others that are going to start looking at this.
Now, let me explain to you why I totally and wholeheartedly agree with Toe on this.
Please.
Let's go back 100 years.
We are now going back in time 100 years.
Let's go back 100 years. Turn the century.
Turn the century.
Okay. Since the... About that point and way before, not until we actually had the automobile, did anyone give a shit about identity. Okay?
You're right. As far as I could tell, you're right.
Exactly.
Now,
there was
a sense of... Well, hold on now.
Hold on for what?
You have to understand, though, even like when you have immigration and stuff, they were worried about identities.
No, hold on. That's not what we're talking about right there. See, the thing about it is... Yeah, they would start up something right there and keep some paperwork or some names, but nothing like we have now. I mean, you know, like, let's face it, dude, Dawes rolls and things like that are the closest
we ever
came.
They carried ledger books. They had ledger books of who boarded the ship.
You kind of had that. And
that's about all you had, though.
Yeah.
So ledger books.
Yeah. We're not talking that. That's just like a fucking, you know, a guest book, practically, that someone filled in for you. No, I'm talking about ID you carried with you. See, back in the day, you could literally go from one town to another, you know, 20, 30 miles away and assume an entire new identity. And all people had to go by was their gut feeling, their instinct about you. You know what, man? You're a good guy. I kind of trust you. You're a slimy piece of shit. Get away from me. And that was literally how we did stuff. Now, is that fair? No, because, you know, the don't judge a book by its cover thing, people are always going to judge.
Right.
Okay, that's true. But the point here is people had to go by gut instincts. I don't trust you. I'm going to give you some time to earn my trust or something like that.
Right.
Unlike people like this right here, what's going to happen with these national ID cards is people are like, oh, it's so secure. Okay. The problem is, though, what happens when we start counterfeiting them? And what I mean by counterfeit is what happens when we lose a shipment of RFID tags?
Hold on.
We lose a shipment of RFID tags. You could have the shittiest fucking counterfeit card in the world, but it's got a legit RFID tag that someone has fucking coded themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, they have to go by the fact, oh, well, I must trust you. What's going to happen when we start doing that shit, okay? We have criminals that can start changing IDs and stuff like
mm-hmm,
that.
Mm-hmm.
Things of that sort. People that can go out and just fuck up credit, you know. In my opinion, you know, we need to have an out. There has to be a fucking reset button on everything. The RFID stuff, the real ID shit, no. It's not going to work because, number one, people are not going to accept this shit.
Well,
you'll have a huge rebound for cash and carry.
See, you'll have a huge, huge rebound of cash and carry. In all honesty, you know, when you talk about that, one thing that one of the articles I was reading mentioned three different instances in the past year of DMVs getting broken into.
Yes.
Now, of course, as anybody who listens to the wagon here knows, that we've talked about the one on Donovan Street in Las Vegas.
Yes.
The one DMV that Claude and I both go to because it's a nice little DMV out of the way.
Hidden.
Handles almost only truckers.
Mm-hmm.
And they're what they need to go through for licensing and registration. I go there because it is out of the way, and it only takes me 5 minutes to get in and out of a DMV, the way a system should be.
Yes.
Now, there was a break-in also in Maryland, and there was also a break-in down in Florida of DMVs, where identification cards, driver's license cards, the actual cards, computers to make the cards, and the printers, the special printers that actually put all the information on these cards, were specifically stolen for that purpose of making fake IDs. So you're right. You are absolutely right. You know, this is not something that I think will be entirely secure. I don't think it's going to accomplish what they intend.
No.
Now, here's another interesting fact. When you are traveling, you will have to carry your ID card.
Mm-hmm.
At any point, they are going to change the law. At any point, if they say they need your papers, you have mm-hmm. to present the card. Which impacts, I believe, our Fourth Amendment. If someone has, I don't have my Constitution, it's down in my car. I'm not joking here, folks.
In my iPod's at home. I carry a copy of the Constitution on my iPod.
Yeah, so we don't have our Constitution. But if anybody can bring up on the chat room the Fourth Amendment, I believe it has something to do with search of papers, which up until, you know, this Real ID passed, you know, they didn't have to do. As a matter of fact, there is a gentleman in Northern Nevada who contested and fought this.
And lost,
but he fought it because it is part of the Fourth Amendment.
Yes.
But, you know, what can I say?
Yeah, the reason I say that this stuff is not going to work is not because it's not, not because it's flawed. No, I mean, you know, if it works in the perfect sense of the world and makes things easier, so be it. That's good, fine, fucking dandy.
Mm-hmm.
However, a lot of companies are actually, even though, like, the bankruptcy laws and shit and this...
Well, the bankruptcy laws that are changing.
Right, right. But what I'm saying is a lot of these laws and shit like that for IDs and things, it's really funny because people want to track your ass, but they don't want you to be able to stop spending. For instance, what they're talking about is putting a PIN number on your credit reports.
Mm-hmm.
So that way you have your credit report, instead of being something that's tracked out there, like, you know, like you're a first grader in school and your permanent file's in a filing cabinet God knows where... You actually, as a citizen, having access to your credit report as easily as you do your checking account.
Which I think is perfectly acceptable.
Yes. And what they want to do is they want to have a PIN on it. So they cannot run a credit report on you without a PIN number or without some sort of other authentication. You know, we could, like, call in or some shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
What's funny about this is everybody out there that's saying, you know, oh, credit protection, yes, that's great. You know, and all these fraud companies are going, great. And the people who should care the most about this... Okay, the credit card companies, the lenders and things like that, the people who should care the most because they're the ones that end up getting stuck with these debts a lot, are opposed to this.
Mm-hmm. Because they would rather have it nice and open for them and not you.
Yes.
Because that way they know where they can go after you at and they know your weaknesses. Because you have to understand, credit card companies, they want you to rack up debt. That's how they make their money. I mean, that's an obvious thing. I mean, pure and simple, obvious thing. If you... can actually control your credit. You're taking financial responsibility, which
yes.
scares credit card companies. As a matter of fact, credit card debt in the United States has been kind of shaky. It's gone up and down, up and down. And we're actually right now in a downward cycle where it's a good thing. Our credit card debts are going down. The credit card companies are actually getting skittish because it's going down to like 3 or 4 points, which means billions of dollars for credit card companies
yeah.
are being lost.
They are. What's really interesting about this, too, is just how shitty the credit is. Someone we know I won't say who, ran their credit score recently. Trust me, it wasn't me. Not with, you know, me having a new fucking Jeep and shit. But anyhow, someone, a friend of the show here, was speaking with, trying to help them rebuild their own credit after some nasty personal situations, mm-hmm. ran their credit report.
Okay.
536.
That's low.
That's low.
That's really low.
That's not what's scary.
What's scary?
What it said was, according to the status quo, your credit is better than something like 68% of the population.
Oh, man. You know, if I actually got around to running my free credit report, because I have yet to run that, I bet I would be...
You need to. You need to. I have things on my credit... I have something on my credit report I'm having to dispute.
Okay.
All of a sudden it says, it ties me in with someone else by my name who lives in the middle of Georgia. I'm like, I've never even been to fucking Georgia, so that shit needs to fucking come off. So that's something I'm disputing. I actually have begun writing letters on that so I can send it in and say, get this shit the fuck off. The only problem I've ever had with a credit report is I had one repossession once, mm-hmm. and even though the repossession has been off my credit report for years, this one particular creditor kept republishing my debt over and over again to lower my credit score.
Jesus, what chintzy, crooked people.
I think it was like BMG Financial or something like that.
BMG, like the music company?
I know, it's really weird.
That is weird. Let's go ahead and change the gears a little bit. Just doing a little bit of follow-up in the news today. The Wendy's Finger in Chili case has hit. It has hit. The absolute truth here. The finger that a woman said she found in a bowl of Wendy's chili has come from an associate of her husband who lost the digit in an industrial accident. The jig is up, quote. The puzzle pieces are beginning to fall in place, and the truth is being exposed, says Police Chief Rob Davis. The man is from Nevada and lost part of his finger in an accident last December. Davis said his identity was traced to the tip made... I like that. Almost a pun. Made through a tip made to the Wendy's hotline. If you remember, Wendy's set up a hotline and said, hey, if you guys, anyone out there, anonymous or not, you know what's going on with this finger thing, let us know. The authorities have positively confirmed that this subject was, in fact, the source of the fingertip. I'm assuming DNA, but they don't go into...
Yeah, they didn't announce how they traced it back, but I assume there's a DNA.
Yep. Anna Alaya, the woman who said she found the finger, was arrested last month at her suburban Las Vegas home and is being charged with attempted grand larceny. Alaya, 39, said she bit down on the 1.5-inch finger fragment while dining with her family in March at a San Jose Wendy's.
Fucking whore.
But authorities said they believe the story was a hoax. And to be completely honest, it had that feeling, especially the whole vomit thing, which there was no vomit during the cleanup. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
First lie. We are exploring all other options and avenues available to see that those involved in this charade will be investigated, which means the family, the outspoken sons and daughters that, now if you're local to Vegas, you've seen them on the news way more often than they ever deserve to be, in good or bad.
Basically, these people were trying to claim that someone pushed down her daughter and her arm was in a sling.
The police. She tried to claim that when the police stormed the house, that they hurt the daughter's shoulder.
Now, if you want to know the truth, though, I saw the inside of their house after the police ransacked it.
They ransacked it good.
That's typical. I've gone into an apartment. I've actually been in an apartment during a police raid.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when I used to live in L.A. My parents were managers for an apartment building.
Okay.
And one of the people that lived in the back apartment got served with a search warrant.
Whoa.
Yeah, they're like, they knocked on the door. My dad answered, and they're like, you the manager? He's like, yeah. He goes, hey, how you doing there? I'm from the Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office. I'm here to serve a search warrant on this person right there in that apartment. Really? He goes, do you have the keys to the apartment? He goes, yeah, I certainly do. He goes, good, because it's each other's choice. You cooperate and unlock it for us, or we break it down and you repair it. My dad's like, shit, I'll get you the keys. He's like, hey, thanks, man. We appreciate it.
At least they sort of gave him an option.
Yeah, they're pretty nice.
Here's your options, a bullet to the head or a punch to the throat. Well, you know.
No, we threatened my dad, even though there was somebody on the other side with a gun.
Well, of course.
But they don't know what's going on.
They don't know what's going to happen when any door opens.
Funny as hell, though. You know, quick sidetrack.
Yeah.
When the police raid your home, each item that they take as evidence,
mm-hmm.
they have to describe it, okay?
Yeah, okay.
And what they feel it's for, which is fucking hilarious because Gilbert... Oh, I said his name. Oops.
What they feel it's for?
Yes. Check this out. Gilbert was his name, or his nickname, Sniper. What happened was...
Wait a minute. This is a buddy of yours.
Yeah, it was.
Oh! Yeah.
What happened was he had a... You know, one of those cases of zip ties?
Yeah.
Yeah. Had a whole bunch of these fucking zip ties to tie shit down with, you know.
All right.
I don't know anybody who doesn't have zip ties.
I have zip ties.
Right. But when the cops found
these
things...
Mine are like mini zip ties for wiring.
When the cops found these things, they labeled them as sex toys.
What? Wait. What?
Sex toys. Makeshift handcuffs. Yeah, for real. That's what they did.
You know, they're hunting for something. They're absolutely hunting for something.
That was absolutely great. And that was funny, too, when Gilbert like went through the apartment and stuff. And he actually had this scrapbook. I kid you not, this motherfucker had a scrapbook of pictures of him and all his girlfriends before.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fucking raunchy, dude. Hey man, that was Angie right there, dude. You know, some chick with his dick in her mouth, dude. And he had like fucking pairs of panties and this shit, and he had to go throw it away.
What a moron to keep that stuff.
Talk to me after the show. I'll go in more to this. You're gonna
have
it.
To. We'll
there's
have to
a
do
murder.
That offline.
It's actually for a murder too. You're gonna love it.
Oh, this is interesting.
This is something that has to go offline.
Wow. Okay. Let's get back to the Wendy's finger in chili. Alea's husband, Jamie Plasencia, was arrested earlier.
It's a little too close to placenta.
Yeah. Well, Plasencia. Plasencia. Hey, I got it right at least. Was arrested earlier this month on a fugitive warrant at the couple's home and faces charges unrelated to the Wendy's case. So he was already a crook. San Jose police said that he used his children's personal information in a fraudulent manner for personal gain. Authorities are considering additional criminal charges against Leigh and her husband, and we are exploring all other options and avenues available to see that those involved in the charade will be investigated. The man who lost a finger, whose name has not been released, had given the finger fragment to Penicine, well, I just can't pronounce it all of a sudden.
Palencia. That bitch.
Yeah, the dude, actually, the moron. The cops say, cops will not disclose details of the investigation, but the said man was cooperating. So, I guess he probably didn't get the kickback that he wanted for all this. I'm almost guaranteeing he didn't.
Kind of makes you wonder, are they going to bring the guy up on any other charges?
Such as what? Well, I mean, they're going to obviously do the grand larceny charge, but there's also going to be conspiracy, because conspiracy can get thrown into much of, you know, almost anything.
Yeah.
Conspiracy is sort of like the drug paraphernalia charge that can get thrown in.
Yeah.
Or the within 1,000 feet of a school, because everyone is within 1,000 feet of a school. You know, that's why they chose that 1,500 or 1,000 feet of school. So,
that's great.
Know.
All I did, man, was give him the finger. That's it.
So I don't know. I don't even know if they're, you know, it just depends.
They had to have done a DNA test because, you know, they had that story about the woman out in Parempa got her finger bitten off.
Yeah.
And they said that they did a DNA test and that exonerated her.
Yes, yes. But then, you know, and that's the thing is because it happened so close. Now I'm wondering, where did this happen to her friend, her husband's friend? Was it here in Vegas? Is this other guy in Las Vegas as well as the family?
The other guy was from Las Vegas. Yeah, it was an accident he had here.
Okay, so there you go.
Yeah.
So, you know, to be completely honest, this was way planned out. I mean, obviously way planned out. She should have kept, like, a baggie full of fake vomit handy or real vomit saved up. Then maybe a little more convincing, and maybe it would have actually been more believable for other people.
I don't see anything believable about that at all.
No, I don't either.
And the reason I say that, dude...
Well, first off, the finger wasn't cooked.
The finger was not cooked. And
it was not a raw fucking finger.
Yeah.
It looked like it was sitting, you know...
Let me ask you something right there. Have you ever been in a food processing facility?
In a food processing facility? Absolutely not, but I've done minor restaurant work.
Right. No, but in a food processing facility, in like a plant or a factory right there, there are stringent controls.
Oh, absolutely.
Things.
OSHAs and health inspectors are there frequently.
Dude, I don't just mean about OSHA and health inspectors. I mean about self-imposed inspections. When I used to work at Ethel M's, I took a tour of their factory, and they are so paranoid about any kind of metal shavings in their chocolate, they actually run chocolate and shit through metal detectors.
Really?
Yes. And you also go ahead, you have a lot of stuff too, everything's made in batches. So if there was an accident on any one particular batch, they're going to throw the entire batch of disposable food away. And the reason being is it is much cheaper to actually, you know, destroy a shitload of product
than it is
to risk a lawsuit.
Yeah, well, you don't want to get sued. I mean, you don't want to get sued whatsoever because you know, even if it was unintentional and was just an accident, you're going to get taken for a serious ride. By the way, hello, Flying J. Welcome to the show. Did I not get the mic? Click your button on top. There you go.
Ah,
how you doing?
Me. It's Flying J.
Hi. Hey, how's it going?
Flying J is back, and Flying J, we have plenty of shit to talk about, too.
Hey, you know, I used to work in a marshmallow factory here.
Work in the marshmallow factory,
that's
right.
The marshmallow factory that got, like, knocked down by Pepcon.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, the marshmallow factory that almost got blew up.
No, it did get blown up.
It did get blown up.
It like, fucking collapsed.
Well, when did Pepcon blow up? Because I thought Pepcon blew up in, like, 89.
Yeah, I wasn't here when it happened. Okay, this
But you worked at a marshmallow factory that blew up.
So apparently they rebuilt it.
They rebuilt it.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, shit, dude.
I thought something happened while you were working there.
No, there's only one employee that worked
survived?
There. Yeah, well, no, that was working there at the time of the explosion that worked with me.
Okay.
And it was the maintenance guy. And he, got, like, a huge settlement. And it was great.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, he went and bought it like his own drag racer or some shit like that with it.
There you
and
go.
Speedboat.
Got to do something with the money.
Speedboat. Yeah. One of the most useless things to have in the fucking desert. I know there's a lake, dude, but come on.
I know. We got Lake Mead, and it's pretty large, and if you want to go really fast.
It was large.
it's still large. It's just not as deep.
When it shrinks, so does the shoreline.
Lake Mead is a puddle.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, that's what it is.
When's the last time you were out there?
Last year.
Last year. You need to take a road trip to go to the dam.
Is it getting worse again? It's even worse?
They have trees growing down where there used to be water.
Yeah.
Full-size fucking trees.
That's some great soil, though, you think about it.
Soaked with water, dude.
Totally saturated with water. That's some awesome soil.
It's fertilized all sorts of catfish shit and stuff.
Bacteria and, you know, everything that you need, nitrates and everything down in that water. How you doing, Flying J?
I'm okay. I'm doing super.
You're doing very well.
Wow, you just don't look. I mean,
huh?
You're like, I'm doing super.
Oh, I've been running around all day, you know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, you know.
Been busy.
Yeah.
I understand.
Did you sleep well after the scary night?
Yeah, right.
Well, you know, the frightmare still haven't
The satanic church that was a mission of hope. And
okay. Everybody, you want to talk about
this? Let's talk about that. Let's just get that.
Okay.
All right.
Check this out, everybody. Everybody, yeah, I know. Okay, very scary. Everybody, like, you know, huddled together on the call center floor. Anyhow. As you flip on the stage lights. All right, so check this out. That actually does give a good effect, yeah.
Okay, go.
So what? All right. So Flying J and I last night, we were out running around.
I was with you for some of it.
No, what? This is before. I'm not getting your part yet.
Sorry.
So we were hanging out and stuff. And,
it's all about me.
Flying J, I asked Flying J, I go, dude, where's JP's car at? JP was a coworker that we make fun of quite often. Red Rum, in her story, wrote a character loosely based upon him called Frank.
Right, and you can actually read about that on spankwagon.net. As a matter of fact, we have made fun of extensively JP in the early days of Spankwagon because he was an absolute gold mine of material.
Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus, he
including
was.
I remember we even cut a commercial that made fun of him. So,
really?
Yes. I'll have to dig it up. I don't have it here. I have it at home.
We have to get that. You never heard that?
Pre-Flying J shit.
I have that on here. Jesus.
So anyhow,
what happened was I was with Flying J last night. And it was probably about, nine o'clock? No, it was about 9 o'clock. And we were down there. And I said, dude, where is JP's old car? Because apparently you discovered it one day working. You were out doing what now?
Just doing my job.
Doing his job, you ran across the vehicle. And, you know, the thing with JP is...
But he has a cool story about how he spotted it. It's kind of spooky.
Here's the thing with JP, by the way, just to let everybody know. I've actually driven the car, like, twice.
You got to drive?
Really? You got to drive the Flying Dutchman?
I got to drive the Flying Dutchman because of the simple fact that JP had a bad habit of falling asleep because he wouldn't take care of his own health issues, apnea. And he would fall asleep literally standing. Now, this guy stood 6'7", and he was like 400 pounds in all of the glory of shaping of a bowling pin. Like, if he wore white slacks and a striped polo, he would be a bowling pin. Now, here's the thing.
Do you remember which ad that was, by the way?
Because I
have all the ads right here.
I don't. I'll have to look at it. But what he did, basically, is he fell asleep standing up and really ill. And, you know, we're like, okay, let's just get him home. But, you know, it wasn't bad enough to call a hospital, and he refused. So we said, you know what? We cleared it with all the management. We're like, can we just take him home? Yeah, cool. So me and one other person, you know, took him home. I drove his vehicle to his place, made sure he got into his house, and rode back to work with the other guy. Happened again. The second time it happened, we dropped off, the notorious JP. And then that was actually a day later, he was found dead. So I was like the last to see him from our place.
It's just kind of spooky. So what happened?
Now, I that means I know where he lives.
Yes. No. So what happened was last night, we went Flying J and I went into the ghetto, one of the darkest, seediest sides of town, and went through this old apartment complex right there to find where the car was. And you even got out, and you were, like, crawling around, like, the apartment and stuff to make sure the angle was right.
Yeah.
I got to park where the Flying Dutchman's car once was.
Yes. Yeah, there's still a wet spot there.
Yes, there was, actually.
That's ew. The sad part about it.
So then
are
we had
these
this
abandoned apartments?
No.
Okay, so it could have been someone else's car.
Possibly.
No.
Okay. Okay.
No.
Now let me explain. No. Let me explain how I knew.
This is why I told Flying J to explain. Describe what happened when you found
okay,
it.
Okay, I was doing my job. Okay, I won't go into any more detail.
That's fine.
Than that. And basically, I look over. I was at the back of the apartment, and I look over, and I see, oh look, a red Hyundai Elantra station wagon. I go, wow, JP. Drove a vehicle just like that. And I go, nah, it couldn't be. No license plate. No nothing. Looked abandoned, right?
Yeah.
I said, it couldn't be him. There's probably a ton of those in this town, right?
Yeah.
And then I saw the sticker, the identifying
parking
sticker.
Parking permit sticker.
Yes.
From our place of employment.
And right. He was the only one that drove one.
Yeah.
Where we worked.
And I was like, yeah, that's his car.
And it was creepy, too, because it was abandoned.
Yeah. I mean, there was no plates. It looked, there was, in fact, remember, as I recall, I think there was a sticker, a tow sticker on it, because it's just been sitting there. It was an abandoned vehicle.
Okay.
No plates, no nothing, though. That's the weird part about it.
Yeah, it was okay. Very strange.
So, totally abandoned vehicle.
So we're there in the hood in the middle of the night, and mm-hmm. We decide we got to go over to Trench's house, man, because Trench knows, like, where he died. We got to find out. We got to find out.
Which, I don't understand your guys' morbid curiosity. I mean, he was someone you both despised.
No. I have much love for JP.
No, you
only because he was a never-ending
source of humor.
Yes.
Yes.
But I don't...
As a human being, he was the lowest you could probably go.
You know, he wasn't...
Next to a criminal.
Okay, very true. Well,
he wasn't that bad. But,
yes,
I mean,
he was, dude.
You vehemently hated him.
Okay, this guy.
Tell me, you did not hate him.
I hated his fucking guts.
Thank
but
you.
I,
but that, no, that's
I felt
enough.
I
that's
felt
enough.
Sad when he died.
No, you. Yeah, you.
Yes,
were sad.
I did. Who was
going to
make fun of?
We were
selfishly sad.
We were
that's
cracking
why you were
jokes.
Sad.
We were cracking jokes on day one, 0 hour. We were like cracking jokes. So come on.
So
let's be honest with ourselves, man.
I don't like the guy. It's kind of a relief to the world that he passed away, but. Comedically,
yeah, about 400 pounds of relief.
Oh Jesus! Okay, when we went in, dude, his urn because he was cremated looked like the fucking Stanley Cup. It was huge, dude. And I had to walk into a Mormon ward too. You were there.
Yes, I was there.
You were there.
I had to go
people
to a
were
Mormon
surprised
ward.
I actually like showed up too.
Yeah, well, you had to. I'm disappointed I didn't show up. So.
Me too, dude. Because you know, you probably would have done the oh Lord thing in the back.
Oh yeah. Jesus.
Oh, Lord Jesus, yeah,
that,
why him?
Why?
Not my JP? Not JP? Oh, Lord! Lord! Oh, sorry. Flashbacks.
Yeah,
flashbacks.
Yeah, I cried myself to sleep that night.
That's right.
Harder than I ever did after Mandy left me.
You were tears of fucking joy, though. Yeah. You were laughing so hard. Remember that time we fucking made fun of him? All right, so check this out.
Hey, wait, what about our thing about the what JP's ghost? Would actually come on.
All right.
We came to a determination.
We came to a total determination while we were there, like scoping out the final resting place of JP's car.
Right.
That JP is Slimer, dude. That's what he's got to look like in the afterlife
from Ghostbusters.
Yes, I know
big
Slimer from
green
Ghostbusters.
And fucking cramming his face.
Going around.
What was that sound effect you made last
Slimer
night?
Going to all the potlucks.
You
and
were
taking
doing
all the
something
food.
Last night, dude. What was that sound effect we were pulling out?
Oh,
the
Tyler Durden thing.
Yeah. That's something else, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. But, you know, we'll get to that later.
All right. So anyhow.
So we go, man. We were laughing so hard, I had a hard time, like, fucking driving. So we decided, wait a minute. Trencher knows where he died.
Yeah.
He knows. It's not. You can't say the final resting place unless they spread
his
ashes.
Okay, wait. I heard that he had died at his computer desk.
No, found on the floor.
Found on the floor.
Found
next
on the floor.
To his computer desk?
I don't know where. I really honestly don't know where.
But
I doubt that it was next to his computer desk because he was not doing well.
Did he have clothes on?
Not sure, actually.
What was he wearing?
The last I heard is that he was found on the floor. And this was about a day and a half after he already died.
A crater. Oh, man.
Oh,
can you imagine
wow.
The settling? Oh.
The coagulation and shit right there.
Pulling on the blood on the bottom of that.
What did he die of?
I actually do not know.
No one knows.
Well, I can almost guarantee you it had to do something with either sleep apnea or his heart.
Yeah.
You know,
heart exploded while he was having a sleep apnea episode.
Yeah, I mean, it was apparent that he never took care of himself. He never took any of his medications.
But he lost so much weight.
He lost some.
Yeah, he lost some. I wouldn't say
but
a
he,
whole
he,
much.
He had, he
well,
didn't have a
no,
problem.
No, he lost a whole person.
Yeah, but here's the problem.
He gained it back.
He gained it back.
Oh, he did?
Hell yeah.
He gained it back before he died.
And what was really bad was, okay, check this out, everybody. Picture this. This fat man bowling pin would come in, and his blood pressure was up so high, he was giving himself migraine headaches. Homeboy took a fucking torn piece of, like, cloth, wrapped it around his head, and was torquing it down, tightening it with a fucking screwdriver.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Like Uncle Fester and shit like this. Kid you not, okay?
Just to relieve the pressure? Or to increase the pressure so it wasn't so bad?
To increase the pressure so it wasn't so bad.
He gave himself a fucking brain tourniquet.
Dude, why don't he just like do like that self-trepidation thing, you know? Just like
he was probably only 2.5 steps away.
Yeah.
Really?
Homeboy had actually had this shit wrapped around his problem.
Because he refused to go to the doctor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was like folded a couple times over.
What was he like into holistic medicine or something?
I don't know. What was this thing with doctors?
He just didn't want to do it. He was lazy. He was a fucking lazy man.
Wow.
That was pure and simply it. He was lazy, and that is what really did it down. Did it for him.
So check this out.
You know, we joke about Claude being lazy, but I know that if Claude's not feeling well, he's going to take his whatever medication or whatever it's going to do to make him feel better.
Claude goes to the doctor, when I fucked up my foot.
The notorious JP will go to the doctor, get what he needs to get, and then not give a shit. He didn't care.
Yeah.
And that's the part, you know, like, if you want to talk about something that pisses me off, that pisses me off. Don't waste my money on your socialized fucking medicine.
So check this out. So homeboy actually had this fucking tourniquet torqued around his head, and he was in pain. This guy was actually honestly in pain the last few days of his life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And who discovered him and how?
I guess it was a friend of his, and they had a key to his house, a lady friend of his, and they walked in and saw him there dead.
Was she alone?
She was alone.
Wow.
So immediately, of course, calling 911, you know.
You don't think she, like, molested him?
Oh, I highly doubt that.
I don't know. I would flip him over to see. Morbid curiosity, man. Morbid curiosity. But anyhow, check this out, folks. You're going to love this right here.
No, that was a new one.
Okay, I know. We've discussed
it. Is that from last night?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So we'll
going to get to that.
Okay.
But check this out. So last night, we go over to Mark's house here. He's not home yet. We talked to his wife. We cleared that it's okay for him to go with us. Mark gets home, man.
Now, I like how you make that sound. Is it okay if he can come out and play?
Yeah, it's what I said.
No, because, see, me, I would, if you guys were to ask my ex, hey, can he come out and play? Y'all'd be called motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Case
in
point, yes.
Motherfucker.
So.
Mark, you motherfucker.
Yes, I am. So, anyhow.
You fuck a mother. Technically, you are a motherfucker.
Will you just go on with your damn.
All right.
Jesus.
All right. So we go last night. We pick up Trench. We're in the Jeep. We take the top off completely.
Yeah.
Everybody's loaded in the Jeep.
We're all having kind of a fun time going.
Flying J's in the back with the Hawaiian skull mask and warrior puppet.
Warrior puppet.
Yes. I named him
and
Mingy.
And he only talked to us through the puppet, which was,
yes,
you know.
Mingy.
So then we went down.
Hey,
dude.
You know what? Interesting thing. You got that Jeep and you took that Jeep over Mingus. He named the little Indian skull thing a jobby Mingy.
Perhaps Mingy protected us last night.
Yeah.
Oh,
because
God.
we had a brush.
You guys are
death.
Retardedly
fought
superstitious.
Fought off Iquetsu Ocha, El Grande.
Wow.
We had a brush with death last night.
You had no brushes.
Yes,
with
we did.
Shit.
Yes, we did.
It was the ghost of the white buffalo.
Yes. So we go over to the half abandoned trailer park behind the Silver Bowl.
Sorry.
It's dark, dude. Lights are burned out. There's broken
half
glass.
Half abandoned, half ripped apart.
Half abandoned, half ripped apart, dude.
And I danced on the
neighbors.
Yeah.
Yeah, the neighbors.
Damn.
You were trying to dance on the place he died.
Yes.
But we couldn't because his trailer hadn't been pulled yet. But it was repossessed.
Yeah. It was seized.
That was not his trailer.
That wasn't.
No, that was not his trailer. His trailer was gone.
I will have to admit that, you know, getting close to the window and reading that thing, I was totally fully expecting to see the specter of the fat man himself staring down at me going,
Would have been funny to flash a light behind him, reflect off that window just to watch him piss himself.
So what happened is Flying J jumps out of the Jeep, dude, and we're kind of cruising around. And Trencher's like, dude, I'm trying to remember, you know, the driveway was on the right side of it, man. And there was the white gravel, and we finally found it. And Flying J's like going through pulling up fucking rocks and shit and trash, going, "Look, man, it's the fucking dryer duct of the dead man."
Yeah, I totally was rocking that. Like that's, a feather boa, man. That was great.
Lord knows what's been on that, through that.
So what happened? That.
It's all gravy.
So what happens? We pull up to the spot.
Literally.
Where the fat man died. Flying J gets out and he's investigating. And apparently there was a neighbor who came out of the trailer next door.
Now Trench heard
across
it.
Across the street. Across I the heard street. It. I kept
saw
it.
I couldn't see.
I saw the silhouette of a man carrying something on his porch.
And it looked like he had a gun, dude.
And I heard. I was listening to movement and doors close quietly, mind you. But I heard him, and I'm like, "We need to go. We really need to go. I think we're gonna be in. You know, we're gonna have people yelling at us, like acting like 18-year-olds, but still."
Yeah, no, but see, I'm sitting here having a good time and chuckling it up and off. Then I look over and I see. I go, "Okay, we need to leave.
We need to leave."
So what happens?
Claude, though, out loud. I don't see anything.
So what happens, dude?
Fuck, dude.
So what happens is there's this dark porch, man, covered with trash.
Covered with trash.
Trash and a tree branch and things like that outside of another half-abandoned looking trailer. And there's apparently someone there, and I can't see them. But Trench in the passenger seat and Flying J in the back spot them.
Will you quit trying to be over-melodramatic?
He spots them both. And I was like, "Where? I don't see nobody."
"I don't see anything," says it so loud. We're in a Jeep with no top. Yeah. Anybody and everybody can hear us.
And Trencher got a little spooked. You're like, "We need to go. We need to go." And Flying J was going, "Yeah, we need to go now.
We need to go."
Because it looked like that guy may have had a gun.
He had something in his hand, and it probably wasn't his cock, guys. Hey, look at that. Young stuff over
here.
Well,
not only that, but let's take a look at the facts. You know, trailer parks are half abandoned trailer park, though. Trailer parks are private property.
10 o'clock, 2 hours to the witching hour.
Again, with the dramatics. Anywho.
Well, it is Friday the 13th.
So what? That means something's supposed to go bad.
It's my parents' wedding anniversary. Yeah.
Really? Wow.
Friday the 13th.
Yeah. Oh. So what happens then, man?
Let's do an interview with Jason Voorhees, man. Wow.
Dumbass.
Moving on.
Dumbass.
So we go ahead and we leave, man. And Flying J takes us to a section of Vegas called Helltown.
Yes.
And I guess you were in a graveyard over there.
No, I wasn't in a graveyard. No, there was no graveyard there.
But you had a run-in with something.
Well, yeah, I was taking a piss.
No, this didn't happen last night.
No.
No, it's the story he was telling.
Okay.
Yeah, I was taking a
piss. The same area.
The same general area. That was fenced off.
Yeah, okay. We couldn't go there last night.
Yes. But I was taking a piss, and I get clocked in the back of the head. And now when everybody swears up and down, I just fell down. Nothing hit me. And, well, I can't explain that. I was going to go climb a spooky treehouse. Over there in Helltown.
Now, wait a minute. Here's the thing, though. After last night, I've kind of learned that if you say it's haunted or spooky, first off, you have no clue where the hell anything is.
No.
He was going to take us until you chickened out.
Dude, I would totally got my fucking spooky dowsing rods out and fucking found the place, man. Seriously. I had Mingy.
You know what?
I have pointed away.
I have a clock that says we're ready for a break.
But you know what? Flying J took us to the Satanic Church.
That's a Good Hope Missionary Church.
Yeah, now.
Now. Did you see a cross on the top?
No cross. It was gone. But back when it was a Satanic church, it was broken. So, and leaning off to the side.
You know what, though? I've seen no crosses on strip mall churches.
Yeah,
so, you know,
yeah.
I can't buy
those are city
that.
Ordinances.
Iglesia Evangelistas or whatever.
Yeah.
See?
Whatever.
So, I don't know. I don't buy a lot of...
The Lord saith, give me
big goat. And Claude is all trying to make a big deal over the fact that the little itty-bitty teeny stained glass had the burning bush. I'm like, well, that's a story out of the Bible.
Yeah, well, you know, Moses was spoken to by God through
burning bush. And like, oh, that's satanic.
Who worships fire, man?
No, the stained glass window that somebody broke, I will not say who, but somebody broke, was a stained glass image of Lord Lucifer himself.
What was Lucifer doing?
It was a profile image.
A profile. Did it have horns?
Yes.
Wow. That's pretty trippy.
I didn't see it, so I can't really believe it. My faith does kind of stop at a certain point.
But it's Flying J, man.
Dude, man. You know.
Yeah, that's the same Flying J who couldn't find his friend's old house that was supposedly haunted.
I've never been to his house.
Yeah. It's in this area. Where's that? Down here, up over a hill. Okay,
over
where?
Over a hill. Damn.
And after a while of just hearing you go, well, maybe, I think, I was like, fuck it, I got to go home because I got to get up in the morning, take care of my son. Bright and early, because he doesn't let me sleep in. He's worse than the wife about that.
Dude.
So
we had a very spooky night last night.
It was a fun night.
Even you have to admit, it was spooky being over there in the abandoned trailer park.
Dude, the abandoned trailer park being in a place that is not necessarily spooky, but you're going, I know I'm not supposed to be here.
And somebody died here. And we know it.
Somebody dies everywhere.
And someone was looking to kill us.
I know, but we know for sure.
Oh, we know for sure someone died. You know?
Someone close to us in the sense that we knew them.
Right.
Stretch. Okay, well. All right, look at this break. Real quick, I think I'm going to totally change the fucking mood up. I got a song.
I got a better song.
No. No, yes. This one's really good.
Play your song, I will play mine.
I have a song.
Which one?
Oh, nothing.
Lonely. I'm so lonely.
God. I'm never going to stop hearing that song. Because you know what? I turned on the fucking TV, and that shit was playing on the a video for that
song. Do they
have
a video of that?
Yes, there is a video for that. And I'm like, what's this shit? So, yes, there is absolutely a video for that.
Word.
Anywho, here's what I'm going to play.
Play yours, not play mine.
It's totally stupid, and I think we need to do stupid once in a while. So, everybody, enjoy. You are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spank Wagon Radio.
Don't forget you can check us online at spankwagon.net or join our chat room because we're coming up for Mad Props. Tell them how to get to the chat room, Claude.
Check out spankwagon.net.
Up on the left-hand corner, click on the cam and chat. And then also, if you're really uber-leet, go to irc.slashnet.org/LVRocks. We'll be back after this break.
Spankwagon Radio.
I'm
Vegas Hosting is your one-stop shop for all of your hosting needs. With up-to-date, state-of-the-art equipment and in excess of 20 carriers servicing the co-location facility, your website is always up. Vegas Hosting offers packages as low as $5.99 a month with no contracts to sign. Visit Vegas Hosting on the web at vegas-hosting.com or call toll-free to discuss your needs at 1-877-286-1052. That's 1-877-286-1052. Vegas Hosting. Hosting with us is not a gamble.
Okay, and we're back.
Wow, a break.
Yes, a break.
Can you turn my microphone off for just a second?
Turn your microphone off. Very well. Okay, everybody, so we're back from break right here at Spangwagon Radio. You got to hear the absolutely cool-ass tales of the Flying Dutchman.
The Flying Dutchman.
Which was funny last night because I kept like laughing and stuff, mainly because I'm thinking of the Frying Dutchman.
What's the Frying Dutchman?
The Frying Dutchman, you know, from The Simpsons.
Oh, yeah.
The restaurant, dude. Arr, the catches of the day. Arr. And the Slimer thing, too. We were driving through that place.
You know, that's
night.
Funny, though. When you guys said that last night, you know, I agree. Slimer, absolutely. 100%.
He's fucking Slimer, dude.
100%.
Slimer with a goatee. Say it, Jay. Say it.
Say it, man.
Let the hate flow from you. Flying Jay even busted some spoken word.
He's not saying shit.
He's not saying anything. His microphone's on, I know.
Yeah, I know. He's trying to fool us, make us think his microphone's off. Hey, anyhow, what else should we start covering?
We got a lot of stuff to cover. We also even had our own little Scooby-Doo mystery last night.
You guys had your Scooby-Doo mystery. Maybe we should save that when we can give it a lot of time. By the way, yes. We are coming into the second half of the show here. You are listening to
Spangwagon Radio, only available on the internet.
And just to make sure everybody knows, actually over the break here, Claude took over the lead position, kind of getting
right.
him a little more acclimated so we don't have a show like, what was that, 2 weeks ago?
Last week with the bad jokes, yeah.
Oh, no. The bad jokes was a bad show all on its own. I am so
that was
thankful.
Horrible.
I am so thankful the archive did not catch that show. Very, very thankful.
I'm not.
I am. That was a
We cannot have a bad show. We can have some shows that are more entertaining than others, but there's no such thing as a bad Spangwagon show.
Maybe. I don't know. I can't agree with that necessarily.
Definitely.
So, anywho. Do you feel comfortable over there?
I'm feeling pretty good.
Good.
Don't have my laptop in front of me, so it's like I can't just do pop in with like the funny music whenever I want.
Yeah, I think I have a good idea of what you have on here because some of it you leached for me, so you know. And I think we've used a lot of your music before.
But I don't know if you're sure that in touch with iTunes.
No, probably not.
No,
not to the level you are.
But you're going to have to be soon.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. See, I'm assuming you got Spankwagon bomb, Spankwagon backgrounds.
Yes, I have a lot of stuff. Most of those don't really use, but that's all right.
Oh, really?
The backgrounds is going to be for your... great, I'm educating Trencher on air about how to do the background music. The backgrounds are going to be where you have all your background music for your bits.
Got it. Okay.
But, yes, you're going to have to learn iTunes soon because apparently you got a new toy. And everyone in the chat room wants to know, what did you get?
Well, first off, the new toy I got wasn't necessarily new because I've had a version of it.
It's new to you.
It's new to me, but I've also had one already.
Didn't.
Well, it was a 1 gigger.
No, that's not the same thing.
I know it's not the exact same thing, but I got today, courtesy of Claude Balls and his mother, and a brand well new to me iPod.
Peanut Gallery.
Yep. Courtesy of Peanut Gallery and Claude here, I got a 15 gig iPod today, so I'm pretty stoked, and I'm definitely going to be going home and letting it charge and getting my playlist sorted out, things like that, because to be honest, you know, one thing I did find when I got that little iPod mini, the shuffle, mm-hmm. I really, really, really used it.
I was busy
not downloading a lot of music, but I was finally started ripping all my music that I had, finally started to listen to audio shows that, you know, I could download and listen to on my time.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
Matter of fact, I annoy my wife because I will download this one show and listen to it as I go to sleep. And once it's done playing, I'll stop it, turn off the iPod, and put it down and go to sleep at night. So I really do find that, you know, the iPod, and I've said this before on the show even, I've said that the iPod is... You know, is the whole... I understand what they went through in the 80s when the Walkman came out.
But only until you got an iPod Shuffle. And now you have a true 15 gig.
Yes, now I got at least a 15 gig.
How much that set you back?
That set me back a whole entire goose egg.
What?
Total goose egg, dude.
Wow, you know, that's great. And this came from where?
Wow, look at those eyes, though. His eyes were like, this came from where? I will report you.
Well,
dumpster.
A dumpster, actually.
Really? How?
Go dumpster diving in nice stores.
Dumpster? It's a magical
Seriously,
dumpster.
Seriously, go dumpster diving in nice stores.
Go dumpster diving.
At electronic stores.
Yes.
Shut the fuck up.
No, I am not bullshitting you.
No, for real. I'll talk to you after the store.
Apple has a no-return policy.
Yeah, so... Apple will not take anything back from their vendors.
No,
not a thing.
Shit.
So if you buy a defective Apple product, it has to go to Apple to get repaired. Apple Store has to go into.
So what's
their,
wrong with yours?
Nothing.
Nothing. It just was an. It's
used.
A slightly older model.
It's a third gen. No big deal.
Not the fourth with the entire scroll that's integrated.
Wow. Okay. Well.
So yeah, I got. You know, pretty cool stuff, you know, and I'm not going to complain. Not going to complain at all.
Lady Amalgamated asked us... shit, anyhow, does iPod support M4A?
The codec M4A.
If it can be played in iTunes, yes.
That's a good question. That's a good vert question. A virtual one can help out with that. What do we want to do? Okay, first off, let's let everybody know you are listening to...
Spank Wagon Radio.
And if you want to get in touch with us, and since I'm manning the chat room, I'm the one in front of the chat, but it's irc.slashnet.org.
Or you can call in 1-866-LV-ROCKS, Las Vegas, local 383-8120.
And this is going to be something new. Instead of trying to solicit phone calls throughout the show, the second half will definitely be open for you to bring up and introduce anything you want. Yeah, let's see. Let's mute this. And where are your clicker lickers?
They're in the magical bag. They were. This ceremonious clicker liquors have not yet been distributed.
I'm having haiku block.
Having haiku block.
Yeah.
Do you want to write something about? Well, you've written quite a lot about bitches and prison rape. Would you like to try something different?
Sure. Well.
Okay. Here's what we'll do. Anybody who calls in, give Flying J an idea for what he should write for ghetto haiku at the end of the show. So you have to call in sooner than later to get this.
Yes. Otherwise, what rhymes with Slimer, Egg McMuffin, and JP?
Well, haiku doesn't have to rhyme.
It just has to be the right vowel.
Yes.
Move
away from prison rape and bitches, and I think you'll
Expand
find some new inspiration.
Your horizons.
So I got to leave the ghetto. I got to sell out and leave the fucking ghetto.
Nuh-uh, dude.
Really?
You don't have to leave the ghetto, dude. Look at Richard Pryor.
Yeah. He burnt himself
or his daughter, Rain.
Huh?
Yeah, see, there you go. Anybody knows what I'm talking about.
I have a comment about Rain I can't say on the air because it involves something that is not able to be said on the air.
Really?
Well, yes, what do you mean? There's no FCC here.
No, it's...
Come on!
It reminds me of someone. Anyhow.
That's some ill shit, man. Go ahead, throw it.
No.
Come on.
No.
Do it.
No.
Do it.
No.
Do it.
He's not doing it. What we are going to do, if I can make sure to click this the right...
Do you know how to do this? Do you know how to operate iTunes? It's pretty complicated for you Windows users.
I am definitely... What?
Do it.
Did you just call me a fucking Windows user?
Do it. Yes, no. And when I said it right there, I even made the S a dollar sign.
Jesus. Hey. You're pathetic.
I'm
sometimes.
A Windows user.
Well, you got to switch to Macintosh for that shit.
No.
Yeah.
I have no money.
No.
Do it.
Of course, ladies and gentlemen, that song can only mean one thing right now. It is time for us at Spankwagon to celebrate you, the listener, and your participation by giving you mad props.
Go for it.
First in the chat room, we have guest,
mad props.
Next in the chat room, up next to get out of the next ceremonial surprise is guest one.
The other guest.
Yes.
Mad props.
Up next, we're going to give a big shout out to Akari.
Mad props.
Next in the chat room, I don't know if it's short for Lady or Ludi or LDY or whatever, but we believe it's Lady. So, Lady, without further ado,
mad props.
Going on down the list right now, let's give a big shout out to Ryan.
Mad props.
Coming up in the final stretch here is one of our most faithful listeners, been with us a very long time. It's Scope.
Mad props.
Moving on down the list of the Spankwagon faithful, up next we're going to say a big hello to Toa.
Mad props.
And rounding everything out right there, last but not least, and definitely one of the most faithful of all, Virtual One.
Mad props.
Guest one says the props are lame.
What?
That hurts me kind of deep.
Whoa!
What the fuck would you like, guest one, huh? Hey, okay, I tell you what. You know what? Let me go ahead down, pull my pants and fucking...
get the camera on him and only on him.
Just wag my dick around so you can have a special mad props from us, all right?
Do it.
Go for it. You got a camera.
Right there.
We have now hit literal cock on the wagon.
Nah, that's okay. That's okay.
Oh, now you're not going to wag your dick at guest one.
There are ladies in the chat room, dude. Maybe you can attract
one. It's not that impressive. Sorry, guys. You know, I'm just not feeling that fucking confident. You know, now that fucking guest one sit there and just fucking smashed our fucking whole mad props thing. No, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm a little bit fucking broke. I'm a little bit fucking brokenhearted, all right? What would you like, guest one? Come on.
Well, call in 1-866-LV-ROCKS, 383-8120.
Yeah, give us a call because
tell us how we could fix it, okay? Idea man. Come on, idea man.
We'll even shut his mic off so you can get a word in edgewise.
You can't silence the J.
You're right, we can't. We could damn sure try.
Nah, just talk about cars.
maybe we'll try something new just to appease guest one. Maybe we'll do mad bub rubs.
Yeah, I mean, what?
Woo!
Mad reach arounds? What would you like?
Whoa. The fuck?
Mad bukkakis.
Angry Bukkake.
The problem is we're the only people in the studio. No.
How about happy props? Would you like happy props? Are you just a little bit upset because they're mad?
Yay.
We could do that.
Oh, what a sellout.
Sane props.
Flying J's kind of angstridden, man.
Yeah, where'd all this anger come from?
He deserves it, man.
What the fuck, man? 8 years, man. 8 years.
8 years. This is what we get over 8 fucking years.
Yeah.
Come on, play the Barry Manilow song.
Which one?
Come on, what?
You have to ask. That's sad. Wrong category.
Oh, shit, I'm in category.
Yes, you have to be in the main list anyhow. It's a lot of pent-up anger there, Flying J.
Lame mad props. Okay.
Guest one hasn't said... Actually, no one said anything in the chat room.
No, it's okay. You guys don't have to be afraid to say anything. I mean, Jesus Christ, man. It's just me.
It's not even in there.
No, you're in the wrong one. Go to the main list all the way at the top.
Oh, see, I didn't see it. I'm not used to how you sort. This is how you sort, not how I sort.
And don't fucking start playing it in the middle, so that way we don't have to go through a long intro. Double-click it to play. There we go. Okay, then you can do what's called scrubbing. There you go.
Thanks, man. Thanks for fucking throwing another log on the fire. Okay? Fuck you, bitch. You just took my whole fucking life. You fucking two-face, one-face whore.
Have you noticed how this is becoming a bit?
Yes, I'm angry at you, cunt.
Whoa!
Fuck you and guest one in the culo.
That's a lot of angst right there, man.
One less listener, I suppose.
I don't know.
Use the C word. Wow, well, called her a cunt.
That's like
cunt?
The
He's kind of lonely, dude. He's kind of lonely.
Oh, ah!
Yeah. You can't spell lonely, dude. That's so fucking sad.
You're a writer. Ah,
I know spell check, all
right?
That's...
It's right there in front of you now.
I'm a reader. Oh, sorry. Okay, as I stir the purple Kool-Aid and put on my Nikes and warm myself up with the purple shroud of death, I realize, yes, I am lonely. The loneliest...
Why are you looking at your cell phone? What is on your cell phone? Because, like, I'm sitting here staring at you, staring at your cell phone. You're like, I'm so lonely, I'm depressed, 1-888-suckmycock.com or whatever.
No, look, I got, like, little fucking...
We're that entertaining.
You got a Tamagotchi on your phone or what?
Yeah. Seriously, look, I got like a fucking bear walking across my shit now.
Will you keep his phone?
There's a polar bear with a fucking hammer.
I've got another one.
He has another one!
Yeah.
He's networking.
This is about the deepest we've been in this song.
Yeah.
God.
Normally, Claude just pretty much just does that.
Yeah. Hey, I've got a song Flying J loves.
Oh, Jesus, I gotta search this thing.
Type in swinging.
Swing?
Swinging.
All right.
Flying J loved this song.
Oh, it's, yeah.
Yeah.
Second top
one right there.
Second one. Hey, it's country.
Yee-haw! Yep, yep! He turns off my mic.
Love don't want me hanging around. All she does is put me out and put me down.
This guy has, like, been a fly on my wall. Yes. Like a motherfucker. You hear me, guess one? No words? No more encouraging words for the show from our guest, who is of 01 descent?
01 descent?
He was just making fun of the whole lonely song.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
Akari says, "Arr, angst ahoy."
Hey.
That's a pretty good
Yarg!
One.
The pirate.
That's pretty good. You like that one right there. Let's play a Johnny Cash song for him.
Dude, that's
you're
like,
just testing me on your fucking computer at this
yes,
point.
Yes, we are.
All
right. Let's see. What's the name of that song? Type in Kill Bill.
Fuck, I'm lonely.
You know, I just watched...
No, it's two words.
I just watched part two today.
How'd you like that?
Same as I liked it when I saw it in the theater.
Wait, it's the Johnny Cash song on here.
Oh, give me a minute.
Thank you.
Great. Now he's going to get a rock salt shot in his chest.
It's for Flying J, man.
You know what? Fuck you, Johnny. Fuck you.
Damn. Now, you know what? No.
He's dead.
Time
all right.
The fuck out. Time.
He's dead.
Now I understand why when the week I didn't do the show because I had to stay home.
Yeah.
Dude, now I understand why you lost fucking control because one track here only gets stuck in one fucking thing. You egg him on because he's like, hey, I like seeing people more miserable than me.
Yeah.
Jesus, sitting over just in this chair has opened up my eyes to what you two fucking thing. Jesus.
Just give me some ghetto haiku ideas and just go.
Well, we do need the ghetto haiku ideas for Flying J. 1-866-LV-ROCKS 383-8120. Or you can join us in the chat room, irc/net.org, /LV-ROCKS, or go to the official site, spankwagon.net. Click on the cam and chat. I moved it. It's on the left-hand side this week. So top left-hand side, cam/chat, and you can watch us or you can watch Flying J wiggle his cock. And you can chat with us so that way guest one doesn't have to.
The stallion will bust out of the corral.
Apparently. So anywho, where are we at right now? Oh, Jesus. Will you get...
Hey, the listeners want to see.
Oh, you caught me.
Ah.
Damn.
Fucking.
That angle, you know what I mean? Shit.
I had to turn off the dime. I don't want to see this
Neither
junk.
Do I, dude.
Yeah, you're over
the
here.
Listeners
you know, fuck
do.
You. You guys are totally looking, man.
I am not totally looking.
You are. You are so gay for me, man. You fucking fruity ass.
Yeah, I'm gay for you, all right? I've always wanted a fucking Thai confused lover.
Yeah, fuck Thai confused lover. I know. I'm all Thai, all right?
Yeah, all Thai. That's why you're fucking Bandero.
Dude, you know
you're
what?
Like, all right, let's cowboy you know hat look things like a fucking Bandero. Yeehaw!
Hey.
Bullshit, you're
you know
all
how
Thai.
The tsunami you know occurred?
What? How?
I dropped my dick in the water, okay?
That caused the tsunami. Flying J and his bragging rights.
No, no.
Flying J.
I have to. I'm compensating for a lack of the real thing there.
What? A lack of real dick?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know,
Mister over here, I'm like a yardstick.
Tripod.
He's like, you use me to level buildings out, man. And he's like, okay, actually, really, it's a pea shooter.
Yeah.
You know. Fuck.
I'm complicated. Sorry.
I wouldn't say it's complicated.
Guest one calls you Fruity J.
Fruity J. Good one. Hey, you know what? We got a new co-host here. Fruity J.
Okay, guest one, you're back up in the cool list right there, you know.
I got one thing to say.
Fruity J.
Yo mama.
Oh, come on.
Come on, go into character, dude. Huh? Go into character. What? Do a Fruity J character.
I can't now, you know. He just stole my gayness from me, man.
He stole your gayness?
And, yeah. And made it his own.
He proclaimed, and he like outed me, you know, and now I'm like, I gotta hide again, so.
What? I don't know anymore.
It's
right.
Complicated, man.
It's complicated.
Along the lines of retardation complicated, like tying shoes by retard.
You know, but
Thai
I mean,
man's
I mean,
burden.
Thai man? First off, he has an identity crisis because he doesn't know if he's really, truly Thai.
Right.
Yeah, he's Tyrish.
Tyrish.
Yeah. God, I'm trying to think of how a Thai person would do a...
Taikano.
No, do a Irish accent, you know.
Badly.
That's going to be really fucking
That'd
hard.
That'd be badly. Yeah. That's all I can say is badly.
You have to roll the L. No.
Roll the L.
Roll the L? I mean, roll an L.
No, not roll the L. But no.
That's an R. Wouldn't that be
no,
R?
No, R's and the L's. Yeah, you know, fuck the R's and the L's and then do the Eilish.
Yeah, you're right. It'd be... That's rolling a Y.
God damn, that was loud.
Yeah, he keeps pegging the board. He doesn't know how to...
Yeah.
Okay, I'm... going to be quiet now because I got to go check my masculinity.
Do you want to do it in the bathroom?
Is it doing okay?
Yeah.
You go check your masculinity.
I can't.
You can't. You just said you wanted to, but you can't.
I should, but I can't.
You should, but
you
can't.
I told you it's fucking complicated.
This is some weird shit, man. Spankwagon, call in now for live therapy sessions.
Dude, or at least give this poor guy some therapy because he really needs it.
He needs like a happy song, dude. Something to make him feel
I am not going to fucking be your fucking jukebox. Give me a goddamn quarter every
do
song.
Do something fruity, man. Like, I don't know. Bust out some Village People or perhaps some ABBA.
Well, you know what?
I got ABBA, yeah.
Dancing Here, Queen.
On, Dancing Queen, yeah. Wait, type in Dancing Queen.
Dancing Queen. Okay, hold on.
She want Dancing Queen?
Yes.
The more
yes, I do.
fruity. He wants fruity. I know you got vanilla
play some
ice on here.
Fucking Little Richard or something, you know?
I don't have Little Richard, dude.
Tutti Frutti! All Rudy! Woo!
Why should we break it out? We got Little fucking Richard in the eye.
I'm a loo-va-va-va-wa-mba. Hush your mouth.
Well, damn, you're pretty good.
I think I understand where Fruity J comes from. I think guest one knows something here.
Yeah. Hey, dude, have we met? I mean,
yeah, really.
A lady says, "I wiggle his cock." I don't know if she's requesting.
Hey,
or
you know what?
I think
you know
it's
what?
A question.
You know what? According to guest one, you know, I'm fruity. So if I do it for a lady, then technically, it
should
wouldn't
I
be
even bother
fruity.
Going into the rest of the news I had for today?
Sure, go ahead.
I mean, it's a total subject change. It's actually intellectual. Well, let's see. Want to talk fruity? Here we go. Disneyland.
Yeah. Do gay haiku. There you go.
Gay haiku.
Gay haiku.
Gay haiku.
Do fucking queer haiku.
That's the most fucked up shit I've ever heard. I mean, what the fuck am I supposed to write?
That's not the most fucked shit.
Write about some experiences. Just be fucking natural.
Be there you go, dude.
Wow.
Write it down.
Do some more.
Get your creative man juice flowing.
It will be Fruity J's queer haiku.
There you go. Dude, gentleman's relish is one line alone.
Yeah. How'd you like that, too? There's literally something called gentleman's relish that you can purchase on the internet.
Ew.
Is it like on the same site that sells used panties?
It's fishing bait.
I do not know.
Fishing bait, dude.
Yeah, for tuna. Yeah.
I'm casting long into the hole in the wall.
Yeah, the glory hole. Yeah.
Wow, at 3, 2, 1. Yeah, we don't have it loaded because that's his job, but I don't even have it loaded up over there. Don't even bother.
Okay, I'll be so off. You'll like get into some political commentary, and all of a sudden I'll just blast out gay bar.
I mean, but guys, remember, I did have to go to a gay bar to get laid, so.
That's right. You went to the gay bar, and you scored.
I did.
You had a whole story about that. You had to.
Yeah, what's going on with that? Give us a story.
Dude, after you were done, you had to sit up and watch Full House.
Full House.
So your partner fell asleep.
Okay. Hopefully she's not listening. My partner. See, my life mate. Thanks. Oh, shit. No, you know, fag hacks can be very, very interesting. So.
Yeah.
Especially when they're needy.
Yeah.
So they surround themselves with guys who clip their fingernails and have very good personal hygiene and fashion sense and stuff like that. Then they get incredibly turned on, and they call the only one of the few straight guys they know. Just happened to be Monday
you.
Night. It was me, yeah. Monday okay. morning.
Well, Monday night it was you, so there's a rotation.
I don't give a care. I mean, that's shit. That's irrelevant to me. So, but no, I had to go to a gay bar to meet a straight woman to have heterosexual sex with her. And
gay
then,
sex, gay sex,
yeah,
gay sex.
From a gay bar. And, well.
Gay bar.
And then after the deed was done, I was actually going to get up and leave.
Uh-huh.
Okay, because that's what guys do. We're not really interested in what the woman has to say after, you know, we get ours. And, she goes, you're not going to leave right now, are you? I go, of course not. I'm just going to pull my pants off. So I had to fucking watch.
You're trying to get out the fucking window now.
We're watching Nick at Night at like 6 in the morning or something like that.
Morning.
Yeah, and we're watching Full House.
Okay.
Okay, and it just so happened to be the fat girls. You know which one I'm talking about.
Yeah.
The daughter, okay. It was her party where guys and girls were allowed to interact, and it was her first kiss, so, you know.
Okay.
So
you actually, hey, the sex wasn't that great because you obviously remembered an episode of Full Fucking House.
Yeah.
You went to gay bar to get laid by a straight chick, and you remember Full Fucking House. You are gay.
What, man?
You are John Stamos, love child, queer ass gay.
Hey, fuck you, Mark. When's the last time you had strange?
When's
the last
Kool-Aid?
Time you had strange?
You want Dave Kool-Aid?
When's the last time you that you stepped outside of your marital obligations?
Oh, but I don't have to step outside
of
my marital obligations.
Thank you.
And I don't have to go to a fucking gay bar to get laid by a straight chick to remember Full Fucking House.
You know what?
Dave Kool-Aid.
You should take your old lady to a gay bar so you can have fantastic sex.
Why is me taking my wife to a gay bar going to make me have a fantastic
sex?
Because she's bait for you.
Yes. Because it'll be fabulous.
Bait for what? Tell me, bait for what?
Some fresh meat for you.
Okay, yeah. No, my ass stays closed, thank you.
There's other things you can do.
IBS boy.
Yeah, well, that's different. That's
yeah, your ass is an open fucking revolving door and shit.
No, it ain't no fucking revolving fucking door. It's the shit spigot. That may be true.
So at this point, Be Gentle should be tattooed on permanently.
Yeah, right? Oh, no comment.
Jesus Christ.
What the
fucking A, man! Rudy J! The gay bar!
He goes to gay bars to pick up chicks that are straight and then goes home and watches Full House with them. He is a fag hag. Wait. What was your question?
Have you seen King Hesh at any of the gay bars?
No, we've never seen King Hesh at a gay bar.
No. Damn.
It was at the Rainbow Lounge.
See, he knows the place. Look at this shit!
Dude, there was like this tattooed bartender like was making eyes at me all night though. I was like, great.
So you pick up the only straight chick to go home to her house
to
watch Full House.
She gave me 30 minutes to get there, or I was getting.
What are you, pizza?
She gave me 100%.
What are you, pizza?
No, she gave me a 100%.
Did she get her money back?
See, he won't let me finish the statement. Oh, if you had a 100% guarantee that you were going to score off of somebody that was remotely attractive, okay? And you had to go into a gay bar. That was the only stipulation. Would you go? Would you go?
I don't know. I've never been put in that scenario.
You can only imagine Flying J's pickup line.
I'm asking.
What's Flying J's pickup line?
I couldn't help but notice we made eye contact. Hey, I saw you checking out my goods. You want to sample them? A little try before you buy, huh? Come here, bitch. Stand and deliver. Hey, you want some crabs? Because I got some of that. I don't know if they're Alaskan king, but... they feel huge.
Where did this just degenerate into just straight gayness?
I want to rock your body, baby.
What's boom, the soundboard from?
Boom, 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 down, boom, down, solo. Willy wah, wah, boom, 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 boom. Willy, 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 wah.
Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah, I wrote that. It's called I Want to Rock Your Body. And then in parentheses it says To the Break of Dawn.
That's Flying J right there.
Yeah, that's me, man.
Everybody's laughing at me. They're like, dude, it's just a damn shit. Gay bar. Yes, but it's fun to make fun of people. That's why we
Yeah, you know
do
what?
It.
Hey, I did it. You know what? Like
you
I
know,
said.
You know what? That's cool, man. You picked up the straight chick, or the straight chick called you out.
Yes.
But why in a gay bar?
I don't know. I mean, because she probably... okay, this is touching on a subject that we've already touched on before. I get hit on.
No. I know that. We don't need to rehash that. Why did she? Why didn't she say meet me at this place or meet me at
because,
that place?
Because okay, she does karaoke. Why not at she's like a karaoke tourist. Okay, she goes around the fucking bars.
There's
right?
Gay karaoke.
Yeah, well, there was gay karaoke Monday nights at the Rainbow Lounge. So if you want to go partake,
no, dude,
that would totally be fun, man.
You always want to go to do karaoke.
I'm
here's
not doing karaoke at a gay bar.
Oh come on, man.
Maybe you'll pick up a fag hag.
Yeah.
Why don't we just blow my brains out now and save yourself some time?
No.
Come on.
All right, wait.
Give me the cho-cho.
No Cinderella.
Cinderella, this is Popeye. Whatever.
You ever seen that Blood In, Blood Out?
Yeah.
No, I've never seen...
fucking tragic.
Never seen Blood In, Blood Out.
No, the tragic part of all was when he was in those striped fucking underwear and in a wife beater, Popeye. When you're out of jail? Jesus, man. That whoa.
Which one is it?
Which one is what?
For Ghetto Haiku. Or in this case...
I don't have Ghetto Haiku.
You better come up with it quick, bitch.
Oh, fuck you.
How about
you?
Spoken word?
No, I can't do spoken word.
But
right
that's the spoken word. Do the spoken word you did last night for Flying Dutchman.
Dude, I told you guys. Nope. You know, no help. Thanks, guys. Thanks, guys out there in Radio Land.
Well, it was fun. I'm going to go take a nap now, and then I think I'm going to call some hospitals.
What the fuck is this shit, man? Dude, you're not saying. Oh, no. Come on. Okay, you gotta help, man.
Help?
Yes, help.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time in Spink Wagon Radio, where you get to listen to Flying Queer Ass J.
Fruity J.
Fruity fucking J do Ghetto Haiku.
It's a little loud.
Okay.
Let's see.
We have to talk like...
We got a caller. We got a caller.
Oh, wait, we actually have a caller.
Oh, thank
Holy
God.
Holy Jesus.
Holy
save
Jesus.
Me.
Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Yeah. Let's just go ahead and do Ghetto Haiku about going to a gay bar.
Okay.
There you go.
Late. Jesus Christ. Could you call in earlier?
Do you have one? Please. Indulge us. We could do a guest ghetto haiku.
Sorry, I had no ghetto haikus for going to a gay bar.
Okay,
sorry,
gay haiku.
To you.
Oh, shit. Okay.
All right. Thank you,
well,
caller.
Thank you, caller.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Well, darling, what's going to be tonight?
All right, let's see.
Okay, look, sweetie. We could totally get you a Cosmo or something like that. Loosen you up a little bit, and maybe we can just bust this shit out.
I'm 10th. I need them at 5, you know.
Yes. Oh, indeed. A reach around happy ending is
happy
always
ending.
A compliment.
I'm so glad I'm sitting way the fuck over
here. Okay, let's see.
Oh, believe me, honey. You could be right here.
He'll clear a place for you to fit. Just wipe your upper lip.
Yes. Stop it, bitch.
Oh, you?
No, you.
Let's see.
Is this show over yet?
Gentleman's relish.
So you at least got 5.
Tastes good on toast or...
Knish?
Muffins.
Oh, Knish.
Spackle my crack up. Okay, here's one.
Circle jerks at glory holes.
Circle jerks and...
That's two. Ooh. That's way too many. That's like
too
7.
For first line.
Circle jerks and...
Circle jerks and glory holes. 7.
7. It's 5.
It's
5,
7, 5. See, you've been doing this bit for how long?
I'm not educated. I'm sorry.
Apparently not.
Wow, this is the most refined edition of fucking ghetto haiku I think we've ever had. We can be like James Patrick.
Enjoy the dead silence as Flying J tries to be funny.
No, not funny. That's the funny part about it. Watch Flying J crash and burn.
See, party in my ass.
Ah! You know what? It's worse listening to you guys figure
Every
out syllables.
Hamsters, gerbils, and chinchillas. Wait, no.
That's 8.
That's 8.
That's
damn it.
Dude.
You damn. You guys are so struggling. Here's what we got to do.
Bukake.
Wait.
Surprise.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to another interesting episode of Spank Wagon Radio. I've been
Stop!
Your host.
Stop!
I've been your host, Trencher.
Trenchette.
That's funny.
I, of course, am the irrefutable Claude Balls.
And I'm sitting across from us to the ever faggoty flaming queer.
The absolutely fabulous Flying J.
Wait, is it over?
It's over.
It's over?
It's Fuck over.
You. No, wait a minute.
Fags.
What?
No, man. You fucking. No. Okay. There we go. You gotta have outro music for that right there.
I don't feel like running anything special. This is good enough for me.
Fight.
Shut up.
Come on.
All right. We want to say a big thank you to a lot of people here that we've either pissed off or...
Especially you, guest one. Thanks for the advice, buddy.
First, big thank you to LV. Shut up. LVRocks.com for letting us play in their studios.
Eat me.
Big thank you to Radio306.com for syndicating us all across the wilds of Canada.
Shut up!
Big thank you to the friends of the Spankwagon, RsAnime.com.
Wow, what a waste. The poor children.
And VFTP.net.
Yeah, I knew you'd be jealous.
Also, don't forget, if we're not live, we're in the archive. And also in the archive, you can find subject, the number 2, discussion.com.
Okay, have a crappy weekend. Hope your house burns down.
This has been a really fun episode of Spank Wagon Radio. Again, I'm Trencher.
Da, 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 da. You know I'm your ruler. Yeah.
I'm, of course, in the irrefutable Claude Balls.
Why don't we just blow my brains out now and save yourself some time?
And I'm extremely Fruity J.
Hey, I saw you checking out my goods. Little try before you buy, huh? Come here, bitch. Stand and deliver.
Thanks, man. I needed that one.
Dude.
Oh, wow. Where do we go from here?
Well, apparently Trench is going to go ahead and give us some closing music. I hope
Crickets?
Have a good night, folks. We'll see you next week.
Spankwagon will return next week at the same IP address.
Yeah.
Tune in then.
We'll see you next time, guest one.
Thank you, everyone.